Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. That was interesting, the big hoo-ha about the new Pentagon chief. What do we know about him? He's a retired military general. Apparently, the Democrats are uncomfortable because Biden didn't find it. Has this guy got something in his closet that will keep him from being confirmed, even by some Democrats? I don't know about this guy.
I don't know what the Democrats' pushback is on him. I know that. I mean, I think. Okay, so a couple of things. I think he's
Lloyd Austin.
He's qualified, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But he usually this kind of stuff is supposed to be for civilian oversight because he, I think, is so close to serving, actually.
So Army, yeah.
Democrats freaked out about Mattis, about James Mattis, when President Trump appointed him and said that he should not be appointed because he was just serving within in the war, only 7 years, I think, serving out of warfare, basically.
Oh, is that the
basically.
One with the 10-year rule, right? Is it
and
supposed to be 10 years?
Typically.
Separation?
And so Democrats went nuts when Mattis, now they love him, but they went nuts when he was appointed. And so the same thing is kind of being said, like, well, doesn't this make you look hypocritical if now it's okay and blah, blah, blah.
Hypocrites in politics?
That's number one.
Come on,
I know.
Jennifer,
number two, the thing that I really take issue with, because all of that stuff is just bureaucracy. Who cares? I say I don't care what they look like, what they do. If they're a good person for the job, bring them in and let them do it. I'm not much for those old rules or traditions, however. But the thing that I take issue with is that he was one of the advisors to the Obama administration who said that ISIS was just a flash in the pan. And remember, Obama very famously came out and said, oh, you know, ISIS is like the JV team. And that came back to haunt him for a very long time because he was absolutely wrong about that. And
sure,
according to sources, it was this person who told him that, who shared his ideology. So that's kind of where I question it. But, you know, hey, you get to, when you win an election, if you win an election, then you get to bring in the people around you that you want.
Are we still doing that?
Yes, we are.
What is Safe Harbor Day? And why is it that after Safe Harbor Day, people still in the Republican Party won't say that Biden won? Didn't we pass Safe Harbor Day earlier in the week?
So Safe Harbor Day was on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And Safe Harbor Day essentially means that all states have to be certified by that time. And what we've said all along is that the certification means something. It just makes it harder to overturn these results because now you can't really go to the states and say, hey, XYZ. You actually have to go through a legal process. So it kind of shortens your time frame, makes it a little harder to prove and gather all that evidence in a short amount of time, but can still be overturned. And there's something that has come up over the last few hours and days, and that is that the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, has sued Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia for changing their laws ahead of their election and doing it without the state legislature approving it. And when that happens, they say it caused chaos, which is why there were so many differences county to county, and it caused people to not know exactly what was going on. And they say that that was a harm, basically, not only to the state of Texas, but to people in the entire country. They've been joined by about five other states as well in this lawsuit that they filed directly with the Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court will decide in the next day or so whether or not they're going to hear this case. If they do, then there's still a very open path to victory. Obviously, it would require Supreme Court argument and decision, but that's what the Trump team is looking at, I think, right now after Pennsylvania. And there's some fake news that was going around on Tuesday. I love reading these headlines.
Really?
So on Tuesday, Judge Alito, who presides over the district court in Pennsylvania, had asked Pennsylvania to expedite their evidence, basically, so he could decide if there should be a hearing into an injunction in their lawsuit, which, again, is centered around universal mail-in ballot or voting and its rollouts. And so Alito got that ruling. They presented the evidence. They did it quickly. They expedited it. And then the Supreme Court, all nine justices, by the way, said no, that they didn't want to actually vote to expedite it. So everybody voted that they shut the case down and that they threw it out of the Supreme Court. The only element in that Pennsylvania case, it was the expedited injunction that the justices threw out. So that case is still alive, but a lot of media outlets were reporting it as being dead, basically, because it got thrown out.
But why is it still alive?
The case is still alive as far as the original intent, which was the constitutionality of implementing universal mail-in voting without a state legislature.
When are we going to get this stuff straightened out?
Well, it's the same thing that happened in California, and actually there's precedent.
Yeah, but
now,
when are we going to get it straightened out? I'm just saying, I agree, it's everywhere, it's a mess. So I think it's time for us as Americans
to ask
the question, when are we going to get this GD mess straightened out?
But what they're saying is you can't roll out universal mail-in without state legislature approval. And Gavin Newsom did it in the state of California where I live, and he actually got a judge's ruling against him saying he did not have the authority to do that. So if that happens in Pennsylvania or in another state where some of these practices were rolled out and they weren't done with the state legislature... No, and you know what? They might have actually gotten legislature approval because New Jersey was one that rolled out, and there didn't seem to be very many problems with New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know how, but yeah, it seemed to work.
So it's possible that they have the right approvals moving forward, and because it hasn't been a problem, I haven't looked too much into New Jersey because it's been pretty good.
I kind of have been Googling it, you know, every once in a while, New Jersey election fraud, just to see what pops up, and we just don't seem to have any issues that came about from having the mail-in ballots. So I think most people probably did the Dropbox like we did. Everyone we know just did the Dropbox, and then we had the tracking number, and we traced it, and it was counted the next day. I think that might be one of the main reasons. Pennsylvania is not allowed to open the ballot until the day of the election. That's a huge problem. They're going to have mail-in ballots. Yeah, if you're going to have mail-in ballots, you have to. I mean, I think that New Jersey did it the right way. As soon as they receive it, they count it, they let you know that it's been received, and then that way we didn't have any backlog, and we didn't have boxes of ballots being moved around or whatever we saw.
Back
in other
to the
states.
Good old days, you go vote on the date of the election. We do elections on Saturday and Sunday. People go to vote on their leisure, 2 days to vote, all this other stuff, just throw it away, throw it out the window.
We did the barcodes, though, in California. The barcodes were fine, but the problem is if you can do universal mail-in if you have a Secretary of State who cleans your voter rolls. We don't. And so if somebody gets 18 ballots sent to their house, that's when the fraud starts, and that's the problem. So you can have the barcode, but yet there could be a lot of, just fraudulent ballots floating around. So if New Jersey, and I don't know what the situation is, but if they have a good Secretary of State that's actually managed their voter rolls over time, then that's probably why you didn't have as many problems.
I have to say I was really shocked that we didn't receive more than one ballot to our mailbox because we live in a huge apartment complex and there's a lot of turnover, and we still get other people who have lived in our apartment. We get their mail every once in a while. So I was actually really curious to see if we would get more than just our specific ballots, and we didn't. So that makes me think that they must have updated the voter rolls, because this would be the perfect spot to have multiple ballots sent to. So I guess something, I don't even know who our Secretary of State is, which is horrible. Should know, but somebody did something right, I guess, here.
Bill Galvin is Secretary of State in Massachusetts, and he's been in the same job, listen to this, for 41 years. He's been the Secretary.
Why is that bad? You've had the same job for 41 years.
Well, because I think in public service you need to have a change, a core. You can say, why do you think I've changed this program around as much as I have in the years that I've been doing it? Because it needs to be freshened up every once in a while, have a different point of view, you brought a whole new different viewpoint to the program that wasn't there before. You got to keep changing and looking over your shoulder.
Was that a
little bit.
No, that was just me giving a little wink to Rich and you. I went, phew, I was glad to have... Anyway, it was just a funny few.
Oh, okay.
All right. Coming up in a moment, what does a Chinese professor... When are we going to get a word in edgewise here?
We're not.
There's a Chinese professor that says something that should bother every single American. We'll get to that in a few moments. Don't forget about our giveaway this Friday here on the DJV program. We have, if you go to our Facebook page, it's facebook.com/DJV show, you'll see all the information there about the Works line of especially the Maker X precision power tools, but you can get all the stories about all the works, the fabulous tools that they have. But these new Works Maker X toolkits are fabulous. If you are somebody that likes to work at home, if you're a crafter, if you're a carver, I'm not talking about carving up turkey. I'm talking about taking, maybe you're making a boat in your cellar, like Gibbs is. Anyway, these are all lightweight, portable, go-anywhere tools. You can use them to cut, to grind, to polish, to sand, to solder. And you can, let's say you want to create a gift for Christmas, personalizing some mugs to my dear mom or something you put on the side. Maybe you do that with earrings. You can do all that stuff with the Maker X Precision Power Tools that we are going to give away on Friday. So as you'll find out some more information. I'll ask a question about the tools themselves. So get the info at our Facebook page. Again, it's facebook.com/DJV show. We're going to give away this Works Maker X tool kit plus two 20-volt, 4-amp batteries. And this is a value well over $300, between $400. You can check it all out at Works, W-O-R-X, works.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exogen.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you can consolidate and pay off high-interest debts, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Saving based on quick loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Deposit letter, license, and all 56, and all consumer access.org, number 33.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Yeah, and use the codes DJV. The code, one code, DJV. All right, got the code, DJV. Got that? We have our DJV download. Get the story on Tom Bergeron, what he says he's going to do next or not. And am I black or white? You can figure that out by listening to our daily download, DJVshow.com, or wherever you get your podcast, 21 after the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Change after on today's DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and the focus on music. Every hour of the program we do 4 or 5 minutes music news, some of the stars and what's going on with them. This is a song called Boys Will Be Boys by Dua Lipa. I love that name.
I know you do. I was just going to say, of all the modern artists, you love saying her name the most. You get it
Dua
right.
Dua Lipa.
Yep.
Billboard has unveiled the presenter and performer lineup for the annual Billboard Women in Music Awards, including Chloe X, Hallie. Well, I didn't know.
Chloe and Hallie.
Okay. Miley Cyrus and Dua is in it. Maluma, Dolly. Let's see here. Tiana Taylor is the host. Who's she?
She's an artist, director, producer. I forget what show she's affiliated with right now, but there's something.
It's Miley
she's
Cyrus.
Buzzy.
Yeah, okay. Buzzy. Let's see, that'll be on the air on Thursday, 8 o'clock, on the award show's website. Tamika Palmer, mother of Breonna Taylor, will present Cardi B with this year's Women of the Year Award. Why? What is her claim to fame? Why would she be doing that? What's the reasoning? Anybody know?
Well, her mom, Tamika Palmer. You mean Cardi or Tamika Palmer?
Tamika Palmer is the mother of Breonna Taylor.
Right, yeah. So she's been doing a lot of, you know.
So Breonna's getting the award,
in
Cardi
in,
B award. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So she's going to present Cardi B with the award. Cardi B.
Dua Lipa is going to get the Powerhouse Award, recognizing an act whose music dominated streaming, sales, radio, and the music conversation this year. She's also going to perform "Boys Will Be Boys," which we were listening to at the beginning there. And Miley Cyrus is going to be along to present the Hitmaker Award to her godmother, Dolly, who will be performing her classic hit, 9 to 5. Also, the Holly Jolly Christmas, maybe.
She's so cute.
Well, she didn't look good the other night on that CBS show.
I know. Trying to forget that.
And then Maluma is going to present the Marry Me co-star Jennifer Lopez with an Icon Award during the Billboard Women in Music event. All right, so that's coming up on Thursday night. Next up musically at 25 and change after on the DJV program is Sinead O'Connor, who's going to publish a new memoir. Who's going to care is the question, probably. It's called Sinead's Rememberings. Be out next June. The memoir finds...
A lot of people
finds...
actually have been following her story. I know you
why?
Don't, but... No, why? Because it's a compelling story. She was a huge star, and she's had a tragic ups and downs with mental health issues. She was on Dr. Phil that, like, broke records when she had, you know, she was on with him last year.
Well, all right, so let me ask you this, Victoria. Was it drug-induced, or was it just what her
history was? No, she has a lot of, she has a history of mental illness. It started
I think she had some addiction stuff,
so I should
but
be,
I think that came.
I should be compassionate about her then instead of, I mean, what I remember is the arrogance of the way she tore up the picture of the Pope.
I know, I didn't like
that. I remember, and I'm no fan of the Catholic Church, but it was just kind of the way it was done. It seemed,
and
I couldn't make up my mind.
The hair was a tough
look. Childish. Yeah, right. Or just the other, just mean-spirited. Anyway, so...
Well, she was, I get it. She was protesting in Ireland at the time. You know, I have two uncles who were swept up in that same thing. It was the abuse of children by the clergy. So she was in and out of, you know, the care of the Catholic Church as a child because her mother...
So she had some good reasons. I was wrong then.
Yeah.
I may have been very wrong.
Well, look,
about
I don't, I'm not condoning ripping up a picture of the Pope.
I don't,
I'm just
why
saying
would you
that
care?
Was the
Who
reason...
Cares?
Yeah. I'm just saying that was the reason for it.
Yeah, yeah. She explained that situation, by the way, in a series of tweets, apologizing to her fans, citing the stress and the death of an unspecified loved one in her family.
Yeah, she's in a year-long trauma program right now. Yeah. So,
right.
When this comes out, when the book comes out next year, maybe she'll be better and be able to, you know, do some
tell the story.
Talk about it.
Yeah. Right, okay. That's the current Sinead story here on the DJV Show, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, Warren, my dog is just plain stupid, I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship, and you'll be fair to your pet. I'll more next time.
Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory. Get 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Plus, shop new doorbusters for the family, including outerwear, jeans, and our Gap logo crewneck sweatshirt. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 14th.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Red states are joining Texas in a Supreme Court lawsuit aimed at delaying presidential electors in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is leading the lawsuit that argues the Equal Protection Clause was violated. 17 additional states have joined the lawsuit. Hundreds, maybe thousands of Hondurans formed a caravan bound for the United States on Wednesday. An unidentified middle-aged man in the caravan told Reuters, "We lost everything in the hurricanes. We have no choice but to go to the United States." President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to abolish many of the immigration policies of President Trump. SpaceX successfully launched and almost landed Wednesday. A fully assembled prototype of its next-generation Starship was tested in South Texas. The rocket flew to an altitude of 40,000 feet and performed what Elon Musk has called a belly flop maneuver on its way back to Earth. USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is China becoming a bigger influence on American college campuses? USA Radio News' Tim Berg looks into the issue.
The Chinese Communist Party is having too much of an influence on American college campuses. That was the message from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at Georgia Tech.
Fraudulent cries of racism or xenophobia should never drown out a candid exposure of the activities of the Chinese Communist Party.
Pompeo also saying Americans and Chinese people should not be afraid to expose the corruption of China's Communist Party.
But we see too often on American campuses that there's silence and censorship. It's been driven by the Chinese Communist Party. It usually boils down to something far less idealistic. So many of our colleges are bought by Beijing.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Statista.com reports the 2018-19 school year, nearly 370,000 Chinese nationals attended American colleges. Facebook was hit with a pair of antitrust lawsuits on Wednesday as government officials accused the big tech giant of systemically acquiring smaller rivals in order to prevent them from becoming competitive threats.
Two companies in particular that we highlighted, WhatsApp and Instagram. It's important that, again, you have law enforcement focus on unchecked power of corporations who continue to maintain monopoly power.
New York Attorney General Letitia James. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Before after the hour, a cooperative effort is underway called the DJV program. Sometimes we send you all into a great place, sometimes a funny place, sometimes a serious place, but we always are going to put you into some place. So let's carve out some time today to talk more about the coronavirus. General Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Well, the virus vaccine, probably. Did you see the one of the first people that get a shot was a guy named William Shakespeare.
No, but that's cool.
I saw that. He was trending, actually, on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Anyway, the Chinese say that they have a drug that is 86% effective. I guess I would say, who cares? But then it's not about the Chinese people. It's about the Chinese government. So, Jennifer, I'd like you to dig around, please, in this latest gaffe. That's what it is. Maybe more serious. Maybe that's not a serious enough word. The prof from China. Was this an interview in the Epoch Times, or where'd you get this info about China having people at the top of our inner circle of government power, influence? Who are these people? Are they named? And where'd the information come from? This is going to shake all of you to your roots. Something I've been talking about for years and years and years. And everybody says, oh, no, how can you prove that? All right, go ahead. You can prove.
This was a video that was picked up online. It showed a recorded lecture that showed the Chinese Communist Party, an expert, explaining how Beijing had people at the top of America's core inner circle. And it found its way to the internet in the United States after being censored in China. It was...
Really?
Pardon me.
What a surprise.
The lecture was given by Dai Dongsheng, who is the vice dean of the School of International Relations at Renmin University in late November. It included references to Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and included his business dealings in the communist country. Now, this is what they did. They were speaking about what was pushing the Chinese to accelerate the reopening of their financial sectors. And in it, the professor made the revelation that Beijing had a rarely discussed advantage in working with the U.S. prior to the Trump administration. This is his quote. "We know that the Trump administration is in a trade war with us. So why can't we fix the Trump administration? Why did China and the U.S. used to be able to settle all kinds of issues between 1992 and 2016? Then he went on to answer the question himself. He said, "I'm going to throw out something, maybe a little bit explosive here. It's just because we have people at the top. We have our old friends who are at the top of America's core inner circle of power and influence." He continued on that for the past 30 to 40 years, we've been utilizing the core power of the United States. As for the future of U.S.-China relationship, he appeared optimistic that China's ability to thrive will be greater under an incoming President Biden. He said, "During the U.S.-China trade war, Wall Street tried to help, and I know that my friends on the U.S. side told me that they tried to help, but they couldn't do much. But now that we're seeing Biden was elected, the traditional elite, the political elite, the establishment, they're very close to Wall Street. So you see that, right?" That's what he's telling the audience when he's standing there talking to them. He went on to suggest that Hunter Biden, whose business dealings in Ukraine and China we've been talking about for a lot, received help from the Chinese in his business efforts. He said, "Trump has been saying that Biden's son has some sort of global foundation. Have you noticed that? Who helped Hunter build the foundation? Got it? There are a lot of deals inside all these." That was part of the speech. It's been deemed as authentic, and it's out there if you
deemed
want
as authentic
to see.
By whom?
It's a professor's opinion. It's his lecture. So, yeah, it's authentic because it's what his opinion is.
Okay.
Is it
Director,
opinion or is it based on
right.
facts?
It's well, based yeah. on what he knows, I think, is between. The thing. I mean, this isn't someone who's like, I mean, this is someone inside of China. This is never supposed to leak out to the United States. So this is not like some piece of Trumpist propaganda.
Well, you know, what really is the bottom line here is that the Chinese, because of us, our cheap, greedy nature, they have inveigled themselves into every level, even if it wasn't political. It certainly is in the business department, the business leagues of the world. The Chinese have got their claws around banks. They've
right.
got their
and
claws
Wall Street.
Around...
This is what this guy right. said. If you dig into it, so it's a forget... Okay, so if you, we don't... I know, everybody doesn't want to talk about Hunter. Great, fine. Forget
well,
it.
Well, but we've had
if
enough
you don't
of it.
Believe,
I mean,
Hunter's
know
a loser's
story,
done nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, Hunter's a
if Hunter,
Hunter
was
is
some
a loser,
mogul... Yeah, if he was some mogul, you know, then I...
He's a loser who's very rich. And how did he get very rich? He got very rich
well,
material like
that.
This one.
But we know
okay,
that. I want to know more about the Chinese getting into
this should be really
pants.
Important. So I just want to say one more time. Should be important because this could be your incoming president's son with these deals. But we don't want to talk about it. I get it. So let's talk about Wall Street. Wall Street at the very top. Don't it's the truth.
You're so funny.
You don't have to
No, I'm not I'm just saying you are so funny.
It's the truth. You're either concerned or you're not. But, okay, so here's
Well, at this point, what do I do about it? Biden's been elected president. So what are you going to do? You're going to impeach him because his kid's a crook and
that's
a slime
what they
would
have done to Trump. Yeah,
that's
sure.
not true because the Trump
no,
is
they
a,
wouldn't have done
Ivanka
that.
Was up to her eyeballs and still is with a lot of just a lot
a
of depositions still happening.
A trademark
all kinds
is a lot
of stuff
different.
Going on.
Yeah. Trademark
you know,
is a lot different.
The world
when
has
you're being
done,
denied,
it just
when
shows
you've been denied multiple times.
The two
and
of
once
them, well, I don't deny it. I think he's a crook. I think he's a slimy kid who's taken advantage of his father. His father's helped him.
No, I'm talking
I think
about
that's
Ivanka.
Very
I'm
clear.
Talking about the Trump
Ivanka,
kids.
Ivanka, the same thing. The Trump kids have had privilege. They've had doors open for them, and they have their father to thank for that.
Right.
But let's be moving
position.
Into what is
well,
more
let me just
important
finish this
here.
They've got
is
Wall
what,
Street.
Yeah, well, yes.
And
that's
what that's the next part of this story, is that they have three people, the head of... oh gosh, I was just listening to something last night. Goldman Sachs. Who are the big Wall Street companies?
Goldman Sachs, J.C. Morgan, Price, or
J.P. Morgan.
It is.
Yeah. The heads of J.P. Morgan have deals with the Chinese communist government. And so here's the thing. They have all these favorable people at the top of Wall Street. When President Trump comes into office and he starts a trade war those people are trying to push back on Trump a bit. Wall Street's trying
to push back. Well, that probably is why all those Wall Streeters supported Biden president. Yeah,
and the people
sense.
That Biden's are the head.
He's not that friendly to Wall Street.
Well,
he never has
that's
been.
Exactly
so
what this story is. That's exactly what this story is about. All those people who are leading those companies, they used to work in the Obama administration. Treasury, the Secretary of Treasury, all of these
that,
people
Jennifer,
are now linked to China. Yes, in Bush's administration. I'm getting there.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm getting there. Under Bush's administration, now one of the highest ups of J.P. Morgan also linked back and forth. There have been links between Obama and Bush and Clinton.
There are going to be links
and there's
between
a reason.
Anybody who may, where there's money involved, these greedy bastards, they
there's
never have enough. They
There's a reason
more,
we've
more,
been treating
more.
China as a developing nation, because all of these people have been in bed with them in some way, getting kickbacks, enriching themselves. Mm-hmm. J.P. Morgan is going to be the only, like, they're actually going to be able to keep all of their business in China. Why? Because they made a backdoor deal. They opposed Trump. Now that Biden's coming in, now they're going to be able to enrich themselves doing something that no other bank has been able to do in China.
Yeah,
follow the money
business,
because that's where the
crooked business, that's the way it is. So how do we get out of that? I do it one at a time. You know, yes, you guys laugh at me. I now have found through the Made in America store, I should get them as an advertiser, some gloves that were not made in China. They were actually made in Ohio. And but it's how long has it been? I've been talking about this for a week. I couldn't find any gloves, work gloves for the farm that were not made in China. It drives me nuts. Last night, I had an occasion to do something. I'm trying to remember what it was, and I said to the person, is this stuff made in China? Somebody was getting me something, and I quizzed them on the fact, you know, what was the origin of this, of whatever it was. Now I'm trying to remember what the heck it was. And,
I don't know, but we gave it to them. And while we're
we did. We gave them all
politics and at each other's throats about who's responsible, everyone
and
is responsible.
And they're laughing all the way to the bank. All
Everybody.
The
Democrats,
way
Republicans,
to the bank.
All in on it.
Yep. Crooked, crooked, crooked. So you think you have a hero in Joe Biden? Maybe he's going to do some things that are good. I thought it was pretty interesting. Well, I mean, you look at all of the hoopla. He's nominated Marsha Fudge, who's a congresswoman from Ohio, to head the Department of Housing and Urban Development. What does she know about that? I don't know. I know that he is going to put Tom Vilsack back in, who was the former governor of Iowa. He was the head of the Department of Ag under Obama, so he's going back into that same position. He's better than that Putz that's there now, but kind of not much more.
What's really a shame, I was reading yesterday, because, you know, I love to read Modern Farmer.
Yes,
and so I was reading on Modern Farmer about the actual role of the Secretary of Agriculture.
Yep.
And what I think is a real systemic problem is like a very large percentage. I think they cited 70% of the job has nothing to do with agriculture or farming.
It's food stamps and all that crap.
You know, it's a lot of well, that's not crap. That's a huge part of our country.
It's not part
right
of agriculture.
It's a big job.
Yeah.
And so that's what the largest, you know, I don't know. For me, reading that, I was like, wow, that should be two separate jobs. The Secretary of Agriculture should just be dealing with just agriculture.
The Secretary
and
of Giveaways.
And to me, housing and urban development, it should maybe have more of the food stamps and EBT program, the SNAP program, although there are plenty of people in rural areas who are using those programs. I'm not trying to say that this is an urban thing. It's not. But it just seems like to have that much of your job be taken up by SNAP benefits and those programs, where you're the Secretary of Agriculture, there are so many issues facing farmers right now. It just seems like the way that job is set up, it puts the emphasis is not on farming or on agriculture. So I don't know how that got established, as that's what the defined role is, but it's really a shame. It should be changed, I think.
Speaking of farmers, the program I do every week called the American Family Farmer has a podcast attached to it, which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The current one that's playing right now begins with news that 1% of America's farmers own 70% of the land, and that's one of the endemic problems. Also a conversation about how many cows in this country are milked by robots. Then there is a great conversation with a fellow who's a family. He and his brother and the members of the family tend to their 8,000-acre farm in Arkansas. I like this guy a lot, and you can hear me liking him. The story that he tells is very, very typical of the reason to get supporting the American family farmer that does what this guy and his family have done, rather than these damn big, these huge factory farms and the big conglomerates that are trying to take over and doing a pretty good job of taking over American agriculture. So hear the story, find out about the connection between food, family, and the farm every week on the American Family Farmer at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams.
Breast cancer is an entire spectrum of disease, from very low-grade DCIS all the way up to the other end of the spectrum, which is a very high-grade invasive tumor.
Dr. Amy Degnam says treatment depends on several factors, including what the cancer looks like under a microscope.
Some tumors have strong estrogen receptors on the outside of their tumor cells, and some tumors do not.
Cell receptors determine treatment options, which can be targeted to specific types of tumors.
In terms of creating treatment plans, it is quite complex.
Treatment plans may include surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and medication, depending on type, size, stage, location, and grade of tumor. Dr. Degnam says the good news is breast cancer is survived by most women. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal rate, quotes and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.org number 3030.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Past the hour now. It's a visit with Laura Banks. It's very special at this time every week. A best-selling author and actress and astrologer, and I tap into her astrological knowledge. One of the things that I came across this week, I remember, I've talked and people have sent me notes when they hear me talk about Margaret Mead, the anthropologist who has written so many great books. Coming of Age in Samoa is the one I learned on. She said something, though, about civilization that I think is very important to repeat in as many ways as possible, as many places as possible, Laura. She makes reference to civilization being the discovery of beings that have a thigh bone. When a thigh bone is broken, you need help. And in the animal kingdom, if you break your leg, if you don't have help, you die. You can't run from the danger. You can't drink, you can't hunt for food, so you become meat. And so the help that comes from other people is what separates us. And she makes a statement, a comment that I've always held close. We are at our best when we serve others. Be civilized. And boy, isn't that the truth. We are all here to help, but yet we seem to all be more interested in helping ourselves than helping others. So just it's thought.
Well,
it's
the good news is that on December, adding to that thought, that's incredible. December 17th, we're leaving what could be considered a more selfish sign of Capricorn and going into Aquarius, which is so much about more about helping others and group associations and social change, and that will be that way until 2023. So I think we've been in a situation where we've seen a lot of destruction of harmony only to bounce back.
Yeah. One of the things that I've heard from a very sensitive friend of mine is that we could be in and out of this pattern or a pattern not necessarily all distracting or distressful, but we could be in this pattern until 2028. That is, that there's this back and forth, and I've been listening to some of my Republican friends, some of my Democrat friends saying, you know, we're going to get you. You try to get us before you, so we're going to go get you, which will not solve a problem. It won't solve a thing.
I don't see that at all. I don't see that going that long at all. We were in a very similar time to when we had the Spanish flu this year. Mm-hmm. A lot of the planets were in a very similar place. We're coming out of that. There's no way we're going to stay that way.
So do we have to get a vaccine to get out of it, or can we build up our immune system and not have to worry about taking a vaccine? Is the practical side of one who, you're practical, but you're not.
Well, I'm all over the map about getting a vaccine. I've never gotten one for the flu ever. Yeah. My boyfriend, he stopped getting the flu vaccine because he'd get sick as a dog after getting one. He's like, this year I'm not getting a shot. On the other hand, if there's something that's going to protect me, but I'm not really in a high-risk category. I've got the type O blood. I'm not diabetic. A lot of it is obesity. A lot of it is overweight. Oh, yeah. You know, no one's talking about that in the evening news. You know, can we just,
I talk about it all the time, but nobody, it's all scare and fear. And this is the numbers. All they want to do is drop a bunch of numbers, which are lies, because the people dying are not, what finishes them off may be the COVID. But as you just suggested, they have underlying problems.
Major.
That would like diabetes and overweight.
I think people that are really
heart disease
prone to it should get the shot. I think that the people like, my father who's 96, he's got to get the shot. He's living in an assisted living. But we have Saturn going into Aquarius, and then we have a whole solar eclipse happening on December 14th into Sagittarius.
Only. Is this incredibly the only one of the year, too, isn't it, the solar eclipse?
I don't have that note in front of me, but I'll tell you, goals, optimism, education, change. There's so many things coming together at the end of this year toward promise and opportunity of social and scientific breakthrough and change that I'm not being Pollyanna. I've been talking this way to you for months.
Yeah.
I really think we're going to see a tremendous change with the Chiron. The Chiron is this emotional, mucky, past lives. It's a centaur, and it appears in your chart. It's going into the realm of emotional truths. Everyone's. It's in the realm of emotional truths are emerging out of confusion. That goes direct on the 15th at the same time. So the universe, the God, whoever is pointing out, hey, look, goodness is coming in this collective phase of new planetary movement in the mid-December. And here we are, right on it. Thank God we made it this far.
Yeah. For some developments, in terms of the middle of next year. Some people say, well, by the middle of next year, what kind of catastrophic things happen between now and then? That's really the issue, and something that we can hold a good thought about. Hold a thought that things will be well. Thoughts are things. Laura Banks here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.